As we strive to reach our goals, we'll often experience setbacks, failures, and defeats. So, what's the best way to deal with these? Jack Canfield is author of The Success Principles.
Well, the main thing is to realize that all setbacks and failures or defeats are just setbacks. It's not game over. It's simply, a delay. So basically, you have to learn from what happened, and then you reroute yourself. I mean, I teach a little exercise I call on course, off course. And there's a lot of times in life you're going to be off course. You're going to say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing, make the wrong decision. But that doesn't mean it's finished. It simply means you get back on and keep on going toward the goal. One of the major principles of successful people is that they're persistent. They don't give up. So like I teach, you have to reject rejection. And I even teach that rejection is a myth. If I asked you to have dinner with me afterwards and you said no, a lot of people would say, ooh, Jack got rejected in front of all those listeners. And I say, I didn't have anyone to eat dinner with before I asked you. I don't have anyone to eat dinner with after I asked you. My life didn't get worse, stayed the same. And anytime there's something to gain and nothing really to lose, you know, by all means, ask. But people don't. And what happens is that we need to realize that it's a numbers game. Like when I started selling the Chicken Soup for the Soul book to the New York publishers, we were turned down by every publisher in New York. I think about 33 of them said no. Then our agent gave us the book back and said, I can't sell this book, you know, forget it. So he gave it back to us. Well, we teach when people say no, we say next. When there's only 6 billion people on the planet. There are only 40,000 publishers in the United States. So we went to the American Booksellers Association convention and for 3 days went from booth to booth to booth to booth. Will you publish our book? Will you publish our book? Will you publish our book? And eventually this little publisher down in Florida said yes. Well, that book that everyone had turned down, over 144 publishers, sold 8 million copies in 39 languages. Now, what if we'd have said after 50, we failed, we didn't write a good book, we can't sell it, we'd have quit. And it's called never give up on your dream. When I started doing my seminars, the first 81 people I called to enroll them in all said no. The next 9 people said yes. I have a friend who wanted to be a chiropractor in a really choice area of California. When he went to the Chiropractic Association, they said, we don't need any more chiropractors here. We're not going to help you start a practice. We got one chiropractor for every 8 people in town. And he said, well, next. He didn't let that stop him. So for 6 months, he went door to door to almost every house in that town saying, I'm going to open a chiropractic office. I'd like to ask you 4 questions. Should I open my office from 7 till 9 in the morning or 5 to 7 for people who have 9 to 5 jobs? Should I put it on this side of town or that side of town? Should I advertise in this paper or that paper? And then he asked him, he said, if I have an open house, would you like to receive an invitation? Those who said yes, he wrote it down. Now, he knocked on 12,500 doors, talked to 6,500 people. And when he opened his practice, his first month, he made $72,500. He made over $1 million that year in a town that did not need another chiropractor. So setbacks are simply opportunities to get more creative, to develop new skills, to partner up with people that can help you, and to test your mettle and test your commitment.
So in the case of your book, for example, even if you had gone to all 40,000 publishers and you'd still got all your no's, what would have been the solution after that? A different way?
Self-publishing. We would have started our own publishing company. In fact, we were starting to think about that at the time. And I almost wish we had, because instead of making $1.20 a book, we'd have made $6 a book and I would have my own publishing company. But, you know, I'm happy with the results. But the point is, we would have found a way at some point.
Now, what about people who give you feedback? Because often when you get rejected, people are very happy to tell you why they've rejected you. Mm-hmm. Is that useful always?
It can be useful. You know, if they tell you something, you know, like the reason I said no is you're too aggressive, you're not funny enough, you come on too strong, I think you're a sexist, whatever. You know, there's probably useful things for me to look at in there. But I also have to realize that that's one person's opinion. And as a friend of mine says, if one person calls you a horse, they're crazy. If 5 people call you a horse, there's a conspiracy. If 20 people call you a horse, go buy a saddle. So the idea is you want to look for a pattern of feedback, because feedback can be idiosyncratic based on one person. You know, one person rejects your book, it just means that publishing house isn't looking for that kind of material. If 150 do, then maybe we need to reconsider what we've got. But I'd never give up on your dream, because if it's something important to you, then you need to do it.
That's Jack Canfield. His book, The Success Principles, is published by Thorsen's Element.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.